This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
We're back. It's halftime, 13-10 Illinois with the lead, and we're delighted to be joined by Nebraska President Hank Bounds as we listen to the Nebraska band in the background. Great to have you with us. What's on your mind this week?
Well, it's good to be here. Isn't the band great?
They're awesome.
So, you know, I've been going around the state. I've had lots of folks going around the state talking about how Nebraska makes a real difference in this state. And I think there's really no better way to talk about how this university is impacting Nebraska than to talk about the Buffett Cancer Center. When you think about it, everybody in the listening audience in some way is impacted by cancer. The new Buffett Cancer Center is going to be among the very best cancer treatment research centers in the country. So it's really exciting for our state.
And you brought a special guest. Who'd you bring?
I am delighted to introduce to your audience Dr. Sarah Thayer. She is the physician in charge at the Buffett Cancer Center. She'll tell you a little bit more about the Cancer Center in a moment. We hired her away from Harvard. She is a PhD, MD, which means she's both works in the clinic and in the lab. And just so excited to have a person of her caliber. She is the sort of the rock star of rock stars in cancer treatment and research. So we're delighted to have her here in Nebraska with us.
Sarah, it's great to have you here. Let's hear a little bit about your background.
Well, thank you first very much for having me. And thank you, President Bounds, for all the lovely things you've said, not only about me, but also about the Cancer Center. We are truly excited about the Buffett Cancer Center. And certainly, I believed in the vision and the commitment to changing cancer care and to making it more personalized. My background comes from being 23 years in Boston, believe it or not, and the last 13 years was as an academic surgeon scientist, where I had an academic appointment at Harvard Medical School, and my clinical appointment was at Mass General Hospital, where I dealt with some deadly cancers. I was principally working in the field of pancreatic cancer. I also had the privilege and the honor to be a director of a lab, and that brought me face to face with how today's discovery make a real impact on patients' lives, and became committed to the cause of integrating both medicine and science. And that really is important as we try to translate today's discoveries into tomorrow's cures.
What would you say maybe separates or makes the Buffett Cancer Center a little different?
You know, the Buffett Cancer Center is actually unique. Not only is it unique from an architectural standpoint, but when it opens in the spring of 2017, it will actually be the first of its kind. And when I mean first of its kind, it really integrates the scientists and the physicians working side by side. So believe it or not, in that building, we've designed it so our patients walk in, our physicians walk in, and our scientists walk in and use the same elevators. That face-to-face accountability can't be matched. We have a different ownership and a different responsibility when we know what we're doing.
Is there a cure coming up? What's your vision? Are we going to lick this thing at some point in time?
You know what? That's what we're all working towards. I mean, we are all committed not only to finding cures, but also to making the experiences much more personal for our patients. What has been happening across the country and in many academic centers is we've kind of lost the word care. That patient-centered, emotional being that makes many of the clinicians go into being good clinicians, we've lost that, and we're going to get that back. So we're going to make the patient experience as important as clinical effectiveness, as research and outcomes. It is important.
So the building's important. Dr. Thayer, talk for just a minute about what we're doing to put the very best and brightest inside that building.
Well, I have to say the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center has not yet opened, but we have received national recognition. And we have already hired 40 of the best and brightest scientists and clinicians from all the fields of cancer care to our hospital already. We've brought in specialties that did not exist in Nebraska till this recruitment phase. And I have to say these guys are going to breathe the life into our programs and really change the lives of our patients with cancer. And they really are our future for cancer care. These kids have chosen to come to Nebraska, and this comes from the best universities around the country. We're talking Harvard, Yale, MD Anderson. We've recruited from the best medical centers around the country, and they're here because they believe in the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center's vision to change how we deliver cancer care to our patients.
Excited, and I know you're excited about this too.
I'm really excited. We received more good news on yesterday. Last year, UNMC was ranked number 63 in terms of patient safety care, affordability. The new rankings came out yesterday. We're the 10th best in the country.
That's so fabulous.
Great. Dr. Thayer, great to have you in Nebraska. Excited to see your work down the road. Good to see you too, sir. We'll see you next week.
Good to see you. Go Big Red.
2 weeks. We have a bye week.
Two weeks. That's right.
All right. Good to see you. Halftime will continue. 13-10 Illinois with the lead.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.